Do you think it would have like a, like this is just one app, right? But do you think it will have like a long-term effect on us devaluing art? We are back.
Back, baby.
Episode 27.
27.
Season 4.
27,
27. Restart. No,
it only works on 21.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Or 22. Once you get past there, then it's just kind of like...
We got nothing.
Like, there's absolutely nothing.
All right, we back, though. What are you saying, Malik? It's been a while.
It's been a while. It's been 2 weeks, man. Honestly, I hate that I always have to go back to the same goddamn cliche joke.
Yeah.
I need to come up with a new one, but it's the holidays, man. Getting ready for the holidays.
Facts.
A lot of stuff going on. A lot of things to plan.
Buying gifts. Yep.
Gifts. Playing Santa Claus these days. I was out for dinner last night with my girlfriend and a couple of my friends.
We were
visiting from town. And we went to Taroni, like the one on Adelaide or whatever. And a Santa Claus guy just came in and just like greeted everybody while we were eating. I was like, all right.
Like he wasn't from the restaurant.
I think he was. They just got someone to come in.
Because you never know these days, man.
It's I was like, one, this is kind of weird because like there's like barely any kids here. There's like maybe like two or three kids in the entire restaurant.
Yeah.
And then two, I'm like, Santa, they're not paying for the bill.
Get the
fuck out of here, bro.
What the fuck you doing?
Like
here,
go, man? Like, don't you have like boys and shit to like maybe oversee your factory of elf slaves?
Or whatever they do over there.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The concept of Santa Claus is very, like, when you get older and you start to, like, realize and become, like, tainted by society, you realize how fucking creepy and weird that is.
A little bit, right? And I kind of wonder, like, as time goes, is that just going to not be a thing at some point?
Oh, definitely not. Like, it's still
going to be. It's always
going to be. I think, it's a jokes thing to say to, like, a story to tell your kids or whatever, but, like, in actuality.
Yeah.
Like. When you think about it, Santa Claus is—he's like a guy who lives where nobody else lives. He has a factory of like elves,
slaves
that just build shit.
He's gonna get canceled one day, man.
Yeah, bro.
That's all I'm saying.
They're not paid, I'm sure.
Unpaid.
And if they are paid, where does the dollars come from? Because you're just making it like it's.
Does he support BLM?
Yeah, does he?
We don't know. We don't know.
He has not confirmed or denied.
Exactly.
So, I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Does he support Kanye?
He could support Kanye, man. Like, we don't know. He hasn't come out and made an official statement.
Exactly. He's next to be canceled.
I saw the Santa Claus from yesterday wearing Yeezys, bro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what else are they keeping from us? What else is the government
keeping? The Balenciagas around.
Yeah, seriously. Pretty sure the suit was made of Balenciaga as well.
We're strong Santa supporters on the podcast.
Comment on the thread here if you think that Santa Claus is exploiting his workers and should pay them a fair wage.
Cancel Santa Claus.
Yeah, hashtag cancel Santa. Facts.
Yeah.
What are you saying?
I was just thinking, man, these last 2 weeks. I don't know.
Come on, man.
No, I'm joking. Shout out to my boy Tolu. He celebrated his 30th birthday last week.
30-30.
That was a fun time. As well as over the weekend, I visited my baby cousin for the first time.
Damn, nice.
4 months old. Damn. Kid is massive, you know. Shout out to Lee and Corinne for Israel. So that was fun to just meet him and chill a little bit. But, yeah, man, I'm ready to just get back in this podcast shit, you know?
Yeah, man. It's been like a crazy end of the year, but finishing strong, and let's dive in.
We got to jump in. So because we missed a couple weeks, like definitely wanted to talk about this last week. But
we have to.
Spotify Wrapped.
Yeah, man.
We've talked about it every year.
Every single goddamn year.
Because it's a golden marketing campaign.
Totally.
Somehow Spotify is like, let me show you the data that we've been collecting, and we get so excited about it.
Yeah, man.
You know, all the tweets are like... like when it's kind of approaching, they're like, oh, I'm trying to influence my Spotify Wrapped. I'm listening to this so I look cool. You know, it's dumb shit like that.
Yeah, stupid shit.
Stupid shit. But yeah, it came around. What was your like top artist, if you can remember?
Okay, so it's funny because like the last couple years, like there's this playlist that I listen to, like lo-fi.
The lo-fi. I remember last year you were saying that.
Like last couple years, because I listen to this playlist so frequently, my top artist was like the lo-fi fruit beat.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't even know what this is, but... This year, man, I would say like I expanded my musical horizons in places that I never thought I would. So my like number one genre was like I'm not gonna say it's like dance hall, but it's like it was like probably in like the realm of like dance hall, Afro beats, like Latin music.
Yeah.
My number one artist was J Balvin.
Seriously?
Yeah, man.
Oh shit.
Yeah, and I was like, I'd never ever really listened to that kind of music like as much before. And like when I heard when I saw the number one artist, I was like, oh shit. Because like I don't know how to speak Spanish. I don't understand Spanish.
And do you even really know the titles of the songs, or you just kind of put the album on shuffle?
Yeah, I don't really know the titles of the songs. I just know what they sound like. But like
I rate that.
I actually really, really like it, man.
Music's music, man. Whatever. You
know? And like I understand that like I can't really figure out what the lyrics are saying, but like you can tell that like there's a craft to it and like it sounds really like nice, and I don't know, some songs like or like slower, some songs that make you want to dance. Like
I fuck with that.
I love it, man.
Who's
like
your number?
A lot of Caribbean music too, man. Like a lot of Vibes Cartel.
Damn. Okay. You came back from the vacation and you're like, jumping right in.
Yeah. Fireboy DML was up there. Fireboy. He's my number of my top artists. But
this is probably very different than last year. Eh?
Very different. Yeah, very different than the last couple years. But I'm like, you know what? Because I was like, I want to start listening to new shit. Because like I only ever really listen to like rap music, hip hop.
Yeah.
Like pop music, like I never really like branched out, and I'm like, you know what, like I like all like the music that I've heard from like these genres before, why don't I just like put on a playlist or something and then just like see what I like. And like you sent me some songs, Steal the Crocodile Teeth is fire.
Banger. Yep.
Like, you know, like all that kind of stuff, like even like going down to Jamaica, like I heard so many songs where I'm like, oh yeah, I know this song, or I like this song. It's like it's a cultural thing. And I don't know, it reminds you of like a sunny, nice day out.
I like it.
I love it. How about you?
That's sick, man. So I am a loyal Apple Music user here.
That's an L. That is a certified L.
So here's the thing. I'm glad Apple is finally like caught up and they have their own version. Before, they've kind of done it, but it's just been very plain, like, here's your top five. There's no animation. There's no story crafted.
There's no production. There's no effort.
Now there is the effort, and I'm like, thank you. All you have to do is copy something, and I'm glad that you finally did.
Totally.
So my top, funny enough, was Drake. My top artist was Drake, and I'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
I had Lucky Day, Mac Miller, Vince Staples, and Kendrick Lamar as like my top five.
That's pretty
like rap, R&B.
Pretty appropriate.
You know? Yeah. But it was funny. It was the conversation online was like, everyone was, Drake was like top artist for like so many people, but no one wanted him to be.
And
they're all just like, he's juking the numbers, there's no way Drake's my top. And I'm just bro, it said I played like that collab album like 200 times with 21 Savage, and I'm just like, is that even possible?
Yeah, it's like you're listening to that album every day.
Yeah, it came out like a month ago. I'm like, what? How are these numbers working? Yeah. I don't know. But
there's some good songs on there, man.
Yeah, but is it like, there's no way I'm playing an hour long album, 200. I don't have that much time.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, I don't know. Do they just do like three songs in a row is considered an album play? I don't know, but I just found it funny. No one wanted Drake to be their number one, but he was number one for everyone.
I still had. what was that song you did with Smiley, Over the Top?
Oh,
that was it. That was in my like top five songs. I love that song.
Really? That came out last year, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I hang on to things from the past, as you can tell. But like, I don't know. I mean, I feel like that's like relatively appropriate.
Yeah,
like, I think if you look at mine, like Drake was probably in my like.
Because he's just on so many features too. Because I don't really go and listen to like a Drake album other than this 21 Savage one, but. Yeah. He comes up with all these singles he drops and all these features, and I don't know. I'm not mad about it, but I just think it's funny that a lot of people
are just like, oh,
Drake,
man,
what? No,
like,
no way, oh, no way. Because we make fun of him all year, right? And then he's number
one. I'm not gonna deny that. Like I still like his music. Drake, like I'm a fan.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
but like I'm growing out of it. I think a little bit.
Yeah,
yeah.
I get you.
He's good for like a couple bangers. Like I wish that you took like I said this before. You have like, you know. The top two songs on like each of his last like four or five albums and like put them into one album, it would be like a sick album, but like there's too much filler.
Yeah,
but like he's good for like one or two like bangers in a year, like you know what I mean, like one or two like
albums are too long.
Yeah, his albums are way too long. But are there any surprises or anything on your what was it, Apple Music rap?
There weren't really that many surprises. I think I was surprised at Mac Miller because I love Mac Miller, but I didn't think he was my third top listen artist, yeah. But I guess he is.
Who did you think was going to be in there? Like,
I knew all these guys. Lucky Day, Kendrick Lamar, Vince Staples. Amazing R&B artist, man. Yeah.
Okay, I gotta look this up.
Brent Faiyaz, one of his albums was like my top five. It's funny because I have Spotify also, and like Tyler, the Creator, is my top artist on Spotify. But I don't know. It's whenever I'm like sending work playlists over to people and stuff that it shows up. But
I at the end of the day, like, I love the Spotify rap, like,
it's so program. Good.
It's like, you know, everyone says this every year, but it's like such a good way to like use data for like,
for
like
good
consumer engagement. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It's like, and everybody posts it. Everybody like talks about, like, it's cool. It's like added a different level of like self-expression to like into the world, which is like.
And they add stuff to it every, like your energy. We think this is your energy or whatnot. Yeah. Like cosmic. I don't know. It's like, it's cool, it's cool, wacky shit. Even the podcast side of it too, right? Like people posted we're in their top five, which was dope.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of cool to see that every year, I think. Like, Spotify just has so much data available that they've been able to do this thing for, what, 4 or 5 years now, and it's just going to keep going. Like, people are so excited about it.
Yeah, man.
You know? But what I had here as a question, like, what other app would you want to see a roll-up of data? What I don't want to see is, like, Uber Eats, obviously.
Yeah, I don't that would probably be the one that...
I don't want to see any of that.
I do not want to see that. I don't
want to see that.
No.
So, like, what would be a cool one for you? It's like you did X amount of things, you know, this year.
It'd be kind of cool if there was, like, a... And I'm sure this already exists, like a fitness app or something that's, like, you did this much.
I was thinking that, too.
Like, running, or, like, you took this many steps this year, or, you know... you know, they kind of do it like every week on your phone. It's like, you spent this much time on your phone this week.
Yeah.
Like, man, like, I don't want to see that shit. Man.
Nothing negative. Nothing negative.
But I think, like, probably, like, I think introducing something like that to, like, fitness would be really cool to, like, do what Spotify is doing and, like, encourage people to, like, share their, like, fitness journeys or, like, what they've done, like, progress that they make year over year. Like, I think it adds, like, a different level to that kind of community that already exists, but a cool little element. But that would be like probably like my thing that would be the most appropriate.
I think I would go in that same direction. Or funny enough, this one is kind of a negative thing, but I think it would help a lot, is like my bank app.
Yeah.
I think it would help a lot.
I was thinking it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
I don't want it, but I need it. I need to see how much I need it. I know it's in the same vein as the Uber Eats, but like more detailed, like it would be nice to see all of that without having to get an additional budget app. Like, no one send me budget apps, please. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm saying I want this, but I don't. You know what I mean? But
like, I'm good on that, actually.
But yeah, that would be cool. But I mean, here's the thing. Like, I don't want any of these. I think Lyft did it 1 year where they did a wrap up because of Spotify. Like, everyone's just copying Spotify at this point. Yeah, but
even if it doesn't fucking make sense.
It doesn't make sense for Lyft. I'm like, don't send this. Like, people don't want this. Like, and they didn't do it again. I mean, hey. There's a thing, but let's keep it on music. Metro Boomin.
Yeah, man. Album of the year.
Heroes and Villains.
The
album dropped, what,
overrated.
2 weeks ago?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, honestly, man. That album is so... We were talking about it before the podcast. It's excellent from start to finish.
It's...
No skips.
Yeah, it's an incredible album.
Yeah.
Like, I listened to the full thing at the gym... And like
the gym, it goes hard.
Oh man, it's so good.
Because
I was on the bike and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm gonna toss this on and just listen to it. And I just got carried away.
Yeah.
I think I worked out longer because I wanted to hear the full album.
True.
But I'm like, man, like, that. Here's what I love about it.
Yeah.
The entire concept is really cool. It's like heroes and villains kind of thing. The promotion, like the trailer for the album, was phenomenal.
Morgan
it looked
Freeman,
like a movie, man.
Lakeith Stanfield in it.
Yeah.
Gunna Thug.
It was incredible, right?
Yeah.
Like, it was like a whole story about, like, it was kind of like a Batman and Robin type situation.
Felt like Gotham kind of.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And what I love the most is that it told a story of, like, the state of the music industry for, like, this year.
Yeah.
And the reason why I say that is because I'll be 100% honest. There were some like big artists that released like some big albums this year.
Yeah.
At least in hip hop, that I was like, eh.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Not a big year for you.
Not a big year for hip hop for me. But he came in and the whole album is about like the trailer is about him like saving the world from shitty music and putting out a banger of an album so that like he can like save this year, and he did it.
I like though is that the music is reflecting all of that.
Yeah.
So it's not just like the promo is like, oh, this Gotham hero and villain, but then you don't hear that in the music.
Yeah.
It's like, no, these work in perfectly next to each other.
Yeah.
You know, like that album feels like a movie.
Yeah.
If you gotta play it in order. You know what I mean? And everything, the transitions, it's like you don't know when the next song actually hits sometimes. You're like, oh, this just works perfectly.
Yeah.
You know?
Like quality production.
Yeah.
Like detail in like the slightest of like nuances in the album, which I think is like incredibly great.
Yeah.
Like every artist, like most artists that like I listen to like a lot, like Future was in my top five as well year.
Yeah.
Future, Travis Scott, Young Thug, Gunna, Don Toliver,
The Weeknd.
Like that song, 21 Savage.
21,
like,
how could we be at 21? Dude, yeah.
I was 21. Like, man, like these are all like a pocket of like just absolute bangers.
Yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. No, we definitely have to talk about that because that was that was just executed so well, and like all my friends love this album. It's a good time. So shout out to Metro Boomin.
Man, shout out to Metro Boomin, man.
Forget Khaled's album, man. This is a proper producer album.
That is, you know what?
I think he's taking shots at Khaled probably when he's talking about, you know, I'm saving the industry and stuff like
that. Totally, man. Because this is like, this was a statement.
Yeah.
And like, this is probably like the best album. Like, I would say like, top three albums of the year for me.
I would agree.
I'm having a hard time picking alone. Number one and two.
Yeah. Oh, that. Really? Okay.
You know? Yeah. I'm not really sure.
Yeah.
But I just loved it, and like I knew it was gonna be quality. I knew it was gonna be good, and I was engaged from start to finish.
From start to finish, 100%. What I was telling you before, which would be dope, is like I want to see how he continues to promote the album.
Yeah.
Because like imagine like a physical like comic book collector's item or something like that. It seems
like the kind of album that would like have something like that.
You know, an interactive website. I don't know, whatever, but stay with this theme. Like keep going with the heroes and villains, and I want to see, is there something beyond that trailer? Do they have another thing that they filmed? You know, like I want to see what comes next.
Yeah, so. I wonder if there's going to be like a deluxe album or something. Like a dark side of the album. Like, I don't know. Like, it'd be like there's so many ways that like
they could take it, which I think
is like super cool. And it's hard to find albums that get that done.
Yeah, 100%. Let's move on. We got a bunch of topics let's we want to cover. We got to talk about AI.
Yes.
And I mean, we've talked about it as a concept, artificial intelligence, on the podcast before, but it's constantly getting better. It's getting smarter. It's getting more data inputs, and it's taking over more roles as we're kind of seeing. But I want to talk about it in terms of taking over creativity.
Right.
And I think everyone has seen all these avatars that people are posting on social media. So there's this app called Lenza. They're actually top of the app store right now. They have all these people that somehow it's just like took over, right? You upload maybe 10 to 20 pictures of yourself, you pay $3, and it gives you like 50 to 60 custom AI avatars. It's like really cool, like superhero looks, or like you aged far, like you're looking like the avatar, like the blue kind of, you know.
I've seen some really, really good ones.
They've been amazing. But here's the thing. So they're facing a lot of backlash, I would say, from the creative community. There's kind of two sides of it, right? The one side is that you should be paying a real person to do that kind of work because, you know, that takes skill. Like, you shouldn't be just spending $3 and getting the work that someone can do themselves that they've trained for years, and that's their skill set, right? It's kind of like cheapening art in a way to get all of these custom avatars for $3. It's kind of the argument, at least I'm seeing, on the creator side. As well as, because it's AI, it's not unique. Like, it needs to grab data from somewhere. And where it grabs it from is publicly posted art. So it's actually taking from dozens of thousands of thousands of other artists to create a reference that you're now buying. So it's like you're kind of stealing art, but not really, because it's publicly posted and it's hundreds of thousands of reference pieces. So there's no way that you could credit that many people.
Right.
So we're in this weird gray area of like, what is original art when it's generated by AI?
It's the same, and the internet continues to like bend the rules with things like this.
It's tricky. It's tricky.
It's very difficult.
Yeah.
My point is, like, on the first point, it's like, you should pay someone to do this. It's like, yeah. Well, like, you don't get to tell me what I do with my money.
So 100%,
it's like,
100%.
You know, I don't necessarily agree with that point. I get that people are frustrated. It's the same argument that, like, you know, when they put in self-checkouts at grocery stores, people who like were cashiers for a long time got pissed off.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I get it. You want, like, it's automating a process that takes, like, skill and, you know, some type of, like, knowledge to do that task.
That's been a certain way for a long time, so people get used to
it. Yeah, people are used to it.
And now there's, like, a new thing disrupting it, and, you know, people are going to act the way they act.
But. Absolutely. I get it. But on that second point, like, yeah, like, it's tricky, right? Because, you know, there's no parameters of where imagery can be pulled from.
Yeah.
Right? And the consumer doesn't give a shit.
They don't care.
Like, I don't care. I'm like, man, I just want a sick photo of me, like,
exactly.
in space with a cape on or something like that. You know what I mean?
Which,
like,
it can do,
Yeah, which is, like, super, super cool.
Yeah.
But, like, at that point, like, how do you start regulating the internet? Because now it's just, like, unfolding into stuff that's, like, impossible to control. Super impossible to control.
Do you think it would have, like, a... Like, this is just one app, right? But do you think it will have, like, a long-term effect on us devaluing art? Or will the people that care about art still care about art from humans?
I think that will, like, always be a thing. Always be a thing. Because, like, art isn't something that, like, can ever be taken away from humanity. The moment that you take away people's, like, care, give a shit attitude around, like, art in any form, it's a moment that we, like, stop becoming people.
Is that...
It's just whatever.
Is that unrealistic?
Is that unrealistic?
I kind of wonder, like, if you're, you know, buying art for your home, do you care if a human made it or an AI?
I personally do.
Yeah, me as well.
But it depends on, like, what it is, I think. Sure. I always want, like, a nice, like, painting or something
above
the TV here or, like, somewhere in the room, like, because I think it, like, adds, like, a different, I don't know, like, energy, again, it depends on what it is, but I have one right here, like, no one in my, and listening to this can see it.
I can see it,
But I have some, like, not a painting, but, like, a graphic design.
Sure.
You know,
map
of Ottawa
in
my house, and I'm like, that's still worth something to me. That still means something to me.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a world where, of course, like, there's going to be a lot of nuances with, like, leveraging images that, you know, weren't necessarily, you know, paid for, but represented in work.
Yeah.
But I still think, like, people who, like, really care about art or, like, any of that, like, that will never go away.
Yeah. It's just, like, it's kind of a hard truth that creatives need to adapt. I mean, like, it's coming, whether you like it or not.
And, like,
we're going to have galleries that are completely supplied by AI art. I think that will be a case. Because, honestly, like, the next topic I want to talk about within AI, it's almost so easy to just, like, give the tool a prompt where you can say, show me a painting of a cat in the style of Picasso. Picasso has never painted a cat, but it will generate one that looks like he fucking painted a cat.
Yeah, which is
and
really
if you
cool.
can then blow that up and print it and put it in your room and you own it.
Yeah. yeah, for sure.
That's insane.
But like I don't think people buy art for that reason though. People buy art because like they want like something like tangible almost that like reflects some sort of like reality.
I think that's, I wonder if that's the masses. Like, I'm on that camp.
I don't think so. Yeah, but yeah, I think that, like, the difference is, like, going to, like, I recently went to, like, a gallery.
Yeah,
let's
yeah.
call it, or an exhibit.
Right.
Of a guy who actually,
Oh, the artist?
Yeah. Like, he made, I don't know if he made this latest one, but he made a bunch of album, like, very famous album covers.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that to me, like, obviously, like, a lot of them required, like, a ton of, like, editing and, like, post-production, all that kind of stuff. But, like, it was still very cool that I knew that, like, I was looking at a picture that I'm like, wow, that guy made that, and that is incredible.
Yeah.
That takes, like,
a time and effort.
Yeah, it's a, but, like, it takes, like, a vision that, like, I can't represent through shit that I can do that I think is impressive. You know what I mean?
100%.
It's like robots can play basketball, but, like, it doesn't mean that
they're be as fun to
exactly
watch.
It's like it's not as entertaining, because the reason why people enjoy watching basketball, because it showcases, like, the limits of what people are able to do.
Yeah. And I think, and the blood, sweat, and tears those guys put in, the 10,000 hours they did to get where they are, I have that appreciation, and I really do hope most people do. I know they don't, but I would very much, like, for me, yeah, I'm not going to buy a piece of art that I can just type in on a prompt online. Like, I like the fact that I can connect with the artist. Like, I have so many artists that are just bookmarked in the city of, like, I want to buy a piece by you
by
because
person,
I know
yeah.
the story you have that's crafted into this piece or whatever it is, and it feels unique.
Yeah.
Versus if I just type in, again, a cat in the style of Picasso, and it might look dope, but, like, it's going to feel cheap to me.
Yeah, I don't disagree at all. And, like, that's the part. Like, there's a human on the other side of it.
There's a human element.
And I think that, like, that is what people seek in art. There's, like, stories that are told through art versus, like, if I type, like, a dog walking on 2 feet on the moon.
Yeah.
Like, it's, like,
it might look dope as hell.
It's, like, it might look cool, but, like, why would I be, like, okay, like, I'm going to print this piece and put it on my house. Like, it's, like, what are you doing that for? It's empty.
Yeah, it feels empty. It feels empty.
It's like there's no meaning behind it other than just, like, I think this looks good. I think people buy art because, like, there's more than just, like, aesthetic that I think is, like, important that is captured somewhere in the process.
100%. I think to go to what we were talking about earlier, like, the whole aspect of credit is going to be pretty difficult because it's insane. This AI tool is taking references from posted art.
And probably famous art.
Famous art as well.
Like the Mona Lisa. It's like you could put, like, Dak as the Mona Lisa.
And it would do it.
And it would do it.
It would look dope as hell. But, like, who do you credit? You can't, you know, because it's like you can't. It's taken from so many reference pieces that there's not one artist that could say, I own this.
Totally. You
know? So it's a weird area we're in now where I don't know how they're going to.
Like, regulate it?
Regulate it if they do.
I think it's like. This image is pulled, made up of.
They would have to reference.
This is like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, for it to, like, be legit. But it's like, I think monetizing something off of, like, something that somebody else did is, like, fundamentally wrong.
Where it gets
wrong.
Tricky. Because, like, Lenza, you got to pay $4.
Yeah.
And they're top of the apps. People are paying for this shit.
Yeah.
And $4 for 50 pictures is nothing, right?
And when was the last time you paid for an app? That's, like, the part that I'm like, holy shit.
People are paying. Yeah. When I found out people were paying for it, I'm like, oh, they're killing it right now.
Yeah.
You're seeing this all over social media, right? But here's this next piece. So it's called ChatGPT, and this is kind of AI conversational tool where you type in a prompt. And what's crazy is, like, this has been around for a while, but it's just gotten so much more advanced because it has more data inputs now.
Yeah.
So it can write a movie script if you say, Write a script about Metro Boomin. You can do a whole script of that Heroes and Villains thing, right? It can produce art, like I said, with the Picasso. It can tell stories. It can generate recipes. And I've seen all these examples on, like, TikTok. You can also try it for free. And it's just like, this is pretty crazy. Yeah. Like, for a homework assignment, I could say, write a essay about Henry V or whatever. And that's original. That's not plagiarized.
Yeah.
Because you can't find that anywhere else. You know what I mean? Like, what?
Yeah, it's just made up.
I don't know, man. Why it's just going to get better and better.
I wish this shit existed when I was in university, man.
Yeah, for real.
It would have made it so much easier.
Because the teachers probably don't even know about it.
They wouldn't even know. I wish I could go back in time and be like, yo, this, trust me, like, this will get you places.
do your homework in 2 minutes.
Seriously.
And then obviously, I mean, here's the thing, right? It's not going to be a perfect paragraph or a perfect piece of work, but it could provide you with the start.
And then you edit it from the gaps. Yeah, you fill it out.
This is what we're up against, man. You know, it's going to simplify a lot of, I don't think it's going to replace any jobs. I think it's just going to be a tool that these jobs use.
Totally. You know, totally. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's like, no one's going to be like, oh, let's go watch this like AI generated movie. Like maybe for the first one.
Yeah, but, like, it's like, that's tricky.
What if every Hollywood script for the last 10 years has just been made up? What if it's just been this whole time?
Okay, hold on. So this is art as well, but would you care if like the script was, because I'm not a film person.
I'm not really
attached to like the director or the screenwriter. I'm more so attached to the actor.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, I don't really care who wrote it, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I got to think about that.
I don't really think so. At least for my... It all depends on, like, what you like to consume. Like, sure. You might like to say, wow, like, I need to get a painting from an artist because, like...
And some might not care.
Because, yeah. And then it's like, wow. But there's other people who would, like, type, I want to, you know... have hot dogs coming out of my ears
on
Mars. And that would be hilarious to them. But like to the same token, you know, I think people consume movies or watch movies because it's like a story being told that like somebody wrote, that somebody did. And it's like that human
element that
I think like makes a difference like in various forms of art.
Yeah.
Whether it's fashion, whether it's,
fashion, you know,
movies,
too.
Whether it's like, you know, physical, you know, art exhibits and whatnot.
But yeah. It's tricky. It's tricky, man.
I think it's really interesting.
We're just going to kind of keep seeing how it goes, right?
Well, like on the same vein as like music, it's like, is there like a formula for this? Like, could this be in the music industry?
Yeah. I think there was this rapper that was like AI generated that was... making
oh
music.
Yeah, like bangers.
Who's making music and people are following him and all of that. I personally do not want to listen to any music that's AI generated.
So you see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
right? Like it needs to be like crafted by somebody. It's like cooking. Like you can't have like one of those like
a robot making the food.
A robot making the food, or you toss the food in the microwave or something like that. It just does all the cooking for you.
Yeah,
but like, there's a difference between something that you know is made by somebody versus someone that was like made by like processed by a machine. You know what I'm saying?
And some will care and some won't. It's just a really
some will care, some don't.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say like I want a perfectly handmade meal every time I eat. Like I'll go to McDonald's where it's like pretty automated. Yeah, you know what I mean? But like
still a person making it.
I don't like that part. I don't give a shit. Okay, about. Okay, if okay, I go to don't like, McDonald's could be all automated and I wouldn't make
you
it.
Wouldn't care, you wouldn't care. You wouldn't care. Music is an absolute no for me. I don't think I would ever subscribe to that.
No.
There's like YouTube channels where the creator is an AI, like avatar pretty much, and people follow it. I'm just wondering who those people are. Like, I think they're just maybe a younger crowd, but I don't connect with this shit, man. I'm sorry. I don't know. I think it's cool because like I can even see it in play in my industry where, you know, you can build and design interfaces with this AI. Design a checkout flow for me for Walmart, if I work at Walmart, and it can start to, like, put those pieces together. Obviously, you have to go in and make tweaks, but, like, I can already see how it's going to, like, work in my industry in a way.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people should start to see that as well because this shit's not going anywhere, put it that way. It's only going to get smarter.
And more advanced.
And more advanced.
Yeah.
100%.
Riding the wave.
Yeah. Fucking hell, man.
Yeah. Computers are taking over the world. We've known this for the last 30 years.
Jesus. All right. Should we move on?
Yeah, let's move on.
Let's do it.
This is another pretty intense one here.
Right.
Shifting gears quite significantly. In the news last week, it was announced that Brittany Griner, who's a WNBA All-Star, was released from Russian prison. I think that we talked about this a while. Basically, I think she got caught like smoking weed or something over there.
She had like a vape pen.
Yeah, honestly. Or like something
yeah,
super
something
small.
So small. Yeah.
And was like sentenced to prison for like 9 years or something fucked like that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so that she was released, I think last week, in exchange for like a like is like Russian like arms dealer guy or something like that.
Yep. Did we mention she's a WNBA player?
All-star, I believe.
Yep.
So this is like an interesting one because like a lot of people have had opinions on this like the entire time. And like the memes are brutal. Like the memes are just like, guys, like, come the fuck on
here. Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous here.
Everyone's an expert.
Everyone's an expert. Everyone knows.
No one's wrong.
You know, but it's like everyone's kind of split in like their thinking and reactions around some of this. But for me, like the entire, like getting arrested for like smoking weed or like smoking a vape or something, like to me, like regardless of wherever you are in the world, this is like, right. It's just not right.
Yeah.
Like we can establish that. But like what was fucked is that there's so many like Americans and people who were like saw this happen and were like, oh, she deserves this. She should get this. Don't break laws in other countries. I'm like, okay, like so yes, harsh. Don't so like harsh. Don't break laws in other countries. But like, dude, like what the fuck, man?
Is it
like,
right to say that?
LiAngelo Ball like stole something in China and like came back like 2 months later and like everyone was like, oh, thanks Donald Trump for bringing him back. But I'm like, there's no consistency when it comes to like black women.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the part that frustrates me the most, because it's like at the end of the day, this is a very similar situation that's happened a lot of other times that like no one's really bad an eye about. But as soon as it's someone who is a person of color,
black woman, that, part of the LGBTQ community, as well as WNBA player that everyone likes to make fun of.
Everyone makes fun of.
You know what I mean? Yeah. So all these things are like working against her in terms of internet meme culture.
Yeah.
You know? So easy target to just like roast entirely.
Yeah.
And they're saying she hates America and all that and she shouldn't come back. I'm like, I'm not even gonna comment on any of that shit.
Yeah, like I don't understand.
It's within the right. Like they should have been fighting pretty hard for her to come back.
Totally.
And it's at the point now where it's like, is this like a political move where Joe Biden is doing this so that you could say in the upcoming election, hey, this is what I did.
Yeah.
Why that takes so long? I don't know. I'm not a master of foreign affairs whatsoever, obviously, but neither are people online.
Yeah,
that
are we like, don't know shit.
Bad man. Trade. Why did they trade for this Russian deal? I'm like, they're talking about a Marine that's still in Russia that wasn't part of the trade. I'm like, now you know about this?
Yeah.
Now like, you care about this?
No one.
He's been there since 2018. And
yeah. Yeah, there's like a lot of shit like that where it's like,
it's annoying.
It's always like about like a comparing situation. It's like, well, what about this or what about this?
Yeah,
you're just like, man, like look at the situation as it is and it's fucked. Like, yes, there are inconsistencies in the world, but like most of the time, those don't go in the favor of like black people.
100%.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't
know. It's kind of wild hearing people in the States like complain about like a freed arms dealer, like the States isn't like
terrorist. Yeah. Like, yeah, I'm like, oh, you guys are really worried about it. Like,
no, like what do you think is gonna happen?
You're threatened by it,
you know,
you're scared.
Like, because, come on,
yeah,
man.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. And like, it just for me pointed out a lot of inconsistency, a lot of hypocrisy,
yeah,
when it comes down to like how people are treated and people are represented across the world, which is so fucked because it's like, man, it's like literally just skin color.
Yeah.
If this was like fucking, I don't know, The Rock or like fucking,
oh my god, imagine,
or like Taylor Swift or something like that, like she'd be back fucking 5 years ago.
Yeah,
bro.
literally you know what I mean? Day of.
Yeah,
Joe literally. Biden would go there personally and bring
Vladimir
her back.
Putin would actively smoke the joint with her and then send her on her way.
It's no problem.
Like,
it's no problem.
You know what I mean?
Nah, that's insane.
It's crazy, man.
Yeah.
It's just kind of bullshit. But anyways, let us know your thoughts on this one. A lot of torn opinions out there, but
yeah, hope she's good. I mean, I'm sure there's a bunch of mental health issues that kind of come with being locked up there. So hope she's getting the support she needs, but that is rough.
Yeah. That is tough.
Yeah.
But welcome home.
There you
welcome
go.
Welcome home. Let's move on to the next topic here.
All right.
PoCam, People of Color in Advertising Marketing, which is like a kind of a Canadian group of BIPOC folks, have opened up their third edition of the Visible and Vocal Survey. So I loved this. So really, the purpose of this is to focus on of BIPOC people working in advertising and marketing.
Yes, sir.
Capturing their experiences while also creating, you know, in the process, ideally, a diverse and safe workplace for BIPOC folks.
Yep.
It's really interesting. I participated in this study last year, but it's really interesting when I look at some of the results from last year, because one of the things that came up in the article that I was reading is that despite pledges from, you know, various employers, agencies, marketing places, there's been very little statistical evidence that, like, there's been any, like, tangible change with, you know, amongst BIPOC experiences in these companies, which, like, I don't think surprises us at all. We're not surprised.
Yeah, no, no.
So it's like,
we're hopeful.
Yeah. Definitely hopeful, but, like, you know, it's like BIPOC people, again, this is what the article says, were often the ones tasked with driving change, often on top of their existing duties. I'm like, I just see that every single day.
Yeah. Nothing changed.
Nothing has changed. Like, there's been no real, like, focus or care.
It's pretty sad, man. Even just, like, an extension to this, like, outside of the POCAM study, but I've just been seeing multiple companies getting rid of their DE&I initiatives.
Yeah, they're just, like,
and being pretty public about it. Like, they're just like, this, they're not directly saying this isn't a focus anymore, but that's what that means.
Yeah, right? Totally.
It's like, oh, the attention isn't on us anymore. Okay, cool. Let's trim the fat here. Let's get rid of that.
It's like, okay, we're good.
And it just feels like we're shoved to the side, right? Like, we had all this energy. All this momentum and everyone, you know, the conversation is happening. We're forcing companies to talk about it. But that's almost a downside of, like, forcing people to do something.
Yeah.
They never wanted to do it.
Yeah.
It's like forcing someone to apologize. Do you think that apology actually matters?
No.
No, they didn't mean it.
No, totally.
So
a good way to put it.
It's
like, I love all the agencies. It's like, we're in this for the long run. We're here to, like, make change. And I'm just like, okay, revisit. Like, have you talked to a black person? Like, their solution is, like, just don't hire them, because then there's no problems.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. So it's like, where do we go? What do we do?
I don't know. Like, I think it's like, these kind of studies are, like, really important for us to, like, remind the industry that, like, hey, we haven't done shit.
Yeah.
We haven't fucking done shit.
Yeah.
Other than just, like, you know, pump our chest and say, oh, look at us. Like, this is what we want to do. Or this is what we did. Like, stop focusing on, like, advertising this publicly, and, like, just, like, focus on the people who are in your agency and, like, figure out how you can make, like, an actual fucking strategy about it. You know what I mean? It's disappointing to see.
It's disappointing because I'm,
like, it doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me, but I'm trying to think of, like, again, where do we go from here? Because, like, we've said all of this, and I think they know it to be true, but they don't, fundamentally, they don't really care.
No.
And it's like, how do you make someone care?
You have to give them experience.
Yeah.
And it's like, how do you
I feel like defeated talking about it almost, you know?
Absolutely.
Because I don't know how to do anything about
it. It's like, how do I make you care? The only way to make people, like, legitimately feel something is to, like, showcase experience.
Yeah.
And it's so hard for people who, like, don't have that experience to, like, really understand what it means.
Yeah.
And, like, I remember, like, and people who have, like, never really been told no in their lives. There's a lot of people who, like, haven't had that experience and have lived a very specific way. Yeah. Who, like, think that, like, someone standing up for themselves is, like, threatening or challenging them or, like, upsetting them or something like that. And I've seen that with, like, people all over, like, you know, various agencies that I've worked at. Like, people become defensive. Like,
yeah,
that fucking
that's true.
Like the game or the 2020 game or whatever that like
the Guardian agency
Copeland wrote. Like that was just fucking so stupid. I'm like, I know you've never actually, like, lived that experience before.
And but then,
like,
they challenge you.
And then you're joking. And I remember she had, like, the most piss poor response. Like, I don't care. I was like, I'll call it out publicly. But it's like, everyone, I don't want to get back into that because it makes me too heated.
Yeah, I get you.
But, like, that's a good, like, you know, reminder of, like, people who, like, oh, like, well, I won't do this again. Okay, well, it's not about, like, not wanting to do it again. Yeah, like, you shouldn't want to. Yeah. You should feel that, like, hey, like, I fundamentally know this is the wrong thing.
Yeah.
But maybe that's I'm curious to see what the results are going to be this year. Probably much of the same.
And, like, what the next step is, because we can only do so much. And the thing is, like, that last line you talk about, like, it rests on the shoulders of the BIPOC employees, right? Yeah. And I've experienced that. You've probably experienced that of like, you have to be the one to enact change in your agency or your company. And it's like, that's exhausting. I'm not getting paid extra for it.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not getting paid.
There's no traction on this at all either, which is depressing.
Yeah.
And then it just makes you not want to do anything. Like, I don't want to be part of another DE&I group personally.
Yeah, I don't.
I'm good.
I dipped.
Yeah, I'm good.
So early, I'm like, man, I'm good.
Which, and then when you're not part of it, it doesn't happen. So then it's double-edged sword.
Why are we here?
Yeah, why are we here? Yeah. But yeah, I mean, we'll kind of, we're close with PoCam, so we'll kind of keep seeing how stuff like that develop. Let's end on a positive note.
Yes, sir.
We're still keeping up with the feel-good news
of the week.
I saw this on Twitter, and I was just smiling the whole time watching it. We'll definitely post it on Instagram. But Lizzo, huge pop star, she received a People Choice Award. I don't know what the award was for, but instead of using her speech to talk about, you know, thanking the engineers and thanking her fans and all that, she used that platform to, like, highlight 17 different women activists, and she brought them all on stage. They were all in like gowns and all that, and she went one by one, said their name, said their tribe, said where they're from and all of that, and said what they do, and like highlighted them all. 17 people. It was like a 4-minute
that's amazing
thing, and everyone standing ovation the whole time. I'm watching this clip like in my bed, just like smiling. I'm like, yo, this is so dope. Yeah, you don't see this often, you know?
That's unreal.
We tell these artists to use their platform for good, and this is an example of it. So
yeah, totally.
Got to champion that shit.
That's legit. Shout out to Lizzo, man.
Shout out to Lizzo. Yeah, I don't listen to her music really, but like she seems like a great person
good,
overall.
Good person.
You know?
Yeah.
That's our feel-good news of the week, and that is our episode, yo.
That's episode 27, man.
Episode 27.
We probably got one more of these left, man.
Season finale
is up next. Moving on to season 5.
Yeah, yo, holy shit.
That's crazy, man.
We're going to our fifth year,
man. Well, thank you, everyone who listened.
We're getting
hopefully
old.
You're still listening. Yeah, tell me about it.
Yeah.
stay tuned for more. Season finale bangers.
Let's get it.
For me and Dak. Hope you have a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, and not a Happy New Year, because we'll wish you that in our last episode.
There you go.
Tell us what you think of the Metro Boomin album.
Facts.
Peace.
Peace.
Yeah, yeah. To
Metro!
Yeah, yeah. Drinking dope, turn me to a superhero. Yeah, yeah.